With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least two people are dead following a shooting at a Juneteenth celebration in Texas Saturday night. Round Rock Chief of Police Alan Banks says the shooting began with two groups fighting at Old Settlers Park. Officials say they're not sure how many people were shooting during the incident. Police say they do not have a suspect in custody. There's an intense political activity ahead of France's snap election.
Anti-racism groups have joined French unions and a brand new left-wing coalition in protests in Paris and across France against the surging nationalist far right. The demonstrations on Saturday afternoon come as parties engage in frenzied campaigning for snap parliamentary elections. Protesters fear that the elections will produce France's first far right government since World War II. Crowds have been gathering daily ever since Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration national rally made historic gains in the European Parliament elections last Sunday. New elections for the lower house of Parliament are now set in two rounds for June 30 and July 7. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Southwest plane that went into a Dutch roll was damaged in the incident.
Investigators say a Southwest Airlines plane suffered damage to parts of the structure after it went into a Dutch roll during a flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board says the roll of the Boeing 737 MAX happened May 25th, but Southwest did not notify the safety board until June 7th. A Dutch roll is an unstable combination of the tail sliding sideways and the plane rocking in a way that causes the wings to roll up and down. No one was injured on the Southwest flight, which landed safely in Oakland, California. A Southwest spokesperson says that they are participating in the investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court rules for Starbucks in a labor dispute. This is SRN News. The YMCA goes woke, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The nearly 200-year-old organization was established to, quote, put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body. But these days, the YMCA and its sister organization, the YWCA, have embraced the LGBT agenda, allowing men to use women's locker rooms and restrooms. Katie Brown of the American Life League says, quote, the Y should take Christian out of its name. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers approved legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. The bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument Station. The Stonewall Inn was raided by police in June of 69, sparking a riot and several days of protest. Queer trans activists say it was the beginning of the national gay rights campaign in this country. This is SRN News. A rebirth of the nation's banks. John Scott explains.
After years of closing or mostly neglecting physical bank branches across the U.S., the nation's largest banks are spending hundreds of millions of dollars on refurbishing old locations or building new ones. And in the process, changing the look, feel, and purpose of the local bank branch. Many of these branches are larger and meant to feel more comfortable for those walking in with difficult financial questions. John Scott reporting.
Researchers at Michigan State say honeybees can detect lung cancer. The team used a 3D-printed harness to hold live bees and attach electrodes to their brain. The bees were presented with mixtures that replicated the human breath of someone who was healthy and someone with lung cancer. They say the honeybees could distinguish between the different types of breath, and they say that they could also detect small concentrations of cancer. More details at srnnews.com.